Hi everyone, I'm Kat Kruger, your host and Dungeon Master for D20 Dames. We're continuing the Trouble at Tressendor Manor. It's a D&D 5th edition adventure that I wrote for the podcast as a sort of bridge between some of the Involo's Wake mini-adventures that we started a little while ago. In the last episode, the Dames had agreed to accompany Sildar Hallwinter to Tressendor Manor and investigate the disappearance of 5 gnomes from the Bannock Brothers Construction Company. The Dames managed to trigger a falling gate, thus trapping them in the crypts below the ruined manor. After that, they took some interesting precautions opening other doors. But Riot wound up caught in a falling net trap, and that's where we pick up again. So Riot, you're restrained, and there's some sort of caustic substance on the net, so you're going to need to roll to make a constitution saving throw.
Oh, great. Ooh, 20, not natural.
Okay, so you saved, which means you take half the damage from the contact poison on the net, and that means you're going to take 1 damage. Ooh. Just a note, for every turn you're in the net, you're going to take some poison damage.
I would like the court to know that my glaive was unsheathed, so I can possibly cut with a strength check out of the rope.
Yeah.
The DM will.
Yes.
If the DM will allow it.
Yeah. Since your glaive was out, you can do a strength check for me.
Okay. 14.
All right. So you managed to unrestrain yourself from the net. And do you want to do slashing damage to it to free yourself?
Hell yeah. For my honor, yes.
Yes.
It takes 7 slashing damage.
All right. So you successfully free yourself from this burning net.
Does this net also have a little brand tag same as the gate?
Oh,
I'm glad that you asked. It does indeed.
And what was that again?
It's proudly Sniv? Built by Sniv's Traps and Tunnels. Sniv.
Snivs. And Navarre shakes her fist in the air. Sniv.
Does it say 2 out of 10 or something? Like a number? Completion.
I was gonna say this is a pretty good branding for a company I've never heard of before, and the town council is completely unaware of. Interesting.
This is viral marketing at its best or worst.
Someone give that marketing strategist a raise.
No one's walking onto the net, right? We can all
right.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Rose is suddenly wondering whether she should run back and grab some rats as, canaries.
Oh, goodness.
But she thinks she talks herself out of that.
Okay, I'm like, does she say it out loud or is she just thinking it?
She's thinking. If you looked over at her, she would have her head tilted to the side and she's kind of looking back at the way we all came and wondering and looking at the net and looking back and shakes her head and decides to just move forward.
But we can see the what she's thinking in a thought balloon above her head with no words.
Absolutely.
It's just the 3 dots.
Yeah. Cool. So Riot's got her glaive out, pointed towards the ground. I'm just gonna, I guess, walk forward, constantly swinging this from now on.
Or perhaps checking for traps.
Yeah.
Too. Should probably pay a little bit more close attention to the door this time. I mean, maybe the moldy bread trick will work again.
I didn't bring that much at the moldy bread, honestly.
We just kept picking up that same piece.
We'll never find our way back.
Listen, Chet has been very helpful.
Should I write an index card for the little piece of bread as he's a member of the party?
Yeah. How many hits can it take before it disintegrates?
What's the AC on a piece of bread?
His bonds, his flaws, and who he hopes to marry. So.
What are its aspirations?
Become penicillin.
Not today, moldy bread.
Okay, what would you like to do next?
Carefully approach the copper doors.
Okay.
Maybe checking for more traps as we approach the doors.
Sure.
Oh, that was a bad one.
Would you like an assist? Riot gives.
I would love an
Riot
assist.
Riot gives her his advantage.
Much better. Okay. That would be now a 20, not natural.
Okay. These doors are very well aged, but don't appear to be tampered with by any traps.
Awesome. I'm doing really well at finding the doors that don't have traps, you guys. But that's about it.
Do you want to move ahead?
Yes.
All right.
I lean into one of the copper doors.
All right. Right?
Would you like to take the other one?
Yeah, I didn't realize these were going to be this heavy, apparently. we put our weight into it.
Navarre puts her arms out like, oh, what great service. As if the doors are being opened for her.
Riot motions them forward. Your table is this way.
Thank you, darling.
All right. What you see in this room are three human skeletons dressed in rusty mail. And they're just collapsed around what appears to be the old family crypt, the Tresendar crypt. On the walls, you see the image of oak trees that are engraved into the pilasters on the walls. There are also three coffins that stand around the room. Each lid depicts a noble warrior on it. Two of the lids are open, and the other is only slightly ajar.
Okay, so there are three skeletons in addition to the actual graves and tombs here.
Yes.
Riot looks at Navarre and points to the partially or barely opened one.
I've got a good feeling about this one.
Oh, good. I was ready for a nap. Vampire joke. Oh.
Do we joke about vampires? Rose has a like slightly confuddled, confused look.
Navarre just takes a hand and gestures it up and down her body because she's extremely pale with dark hair.
Oh. You hear Rose say out loud.
Where are you all standing right now?
Probably on a trap.
Yeah,
probably.
Sildar notices the big X underneath him.
Takes a giant step backward.
Yeah, you see the anvil hanging on the top, on the ceiling.
Rose would like to investigate what's on the skeletons, but first I would like to check for traps between myself and the skeletons, and then on the skeletons.
Okay, roll another perception check.
Rose is just now a little bit paranoid, having just barely missed the burning net before. Okay, so the first one is only a 9.
All right. There doesn't seem to be any traps around. Are you going to start moving around the room now that you know it's not trapped?
Navarre's going to walk toward one of those empty crypts.
Okay. You look in there and it just looks like there are some bones and scraps of clothing that appear to maybe have belonged to the human male that was depicted on the lid.
Navarre shrugs her shoulders.
Where's everybody else?
Rose is approaching the skeletons that are on the floor to kind of poke around on their personages to see if there's any clues to who they were and also if there's any treasure.
Okay. So as you approach it's sort of like the middle of the room from the doors. The coffin to your right, you actually notice that there might be something moving and like there's like really labored breathing coming from in there.
Oh, no.
She says out loud.
What's the deal, Rose?
There's something moving over in that tomb.
And then you hear like a kind of a yelp, like a...
All right, Riot goes over with her glaive in her hand and kicks the crypt cover off.
Okay. I think he might need to do a strength check on this because it's stone.
Hey, she's got thick thighs.
Yeah, I got thighs the size. It's gonna be a 19.
All right, you thwack the lid and it like it doesn't completely come off, but it comes about halfway off, and this scream comes out of the coffin, and inside you see covering his head with his arms is a gnome.
Oh,
and he's just like, "Don't hurt me! Don't hurt me! I have a family! Don't hurt me!"
They sent us.
And
hey, it's a little dude.
Riot says to him, "Oh, we know Ronwell.
What?
Your brother?
Oh, you saw Ronwell? Is he safe?
For now? Yes, he's safe.
Now
his eyes kind of dart back and forth, like, which one of you is telling the truth?"
Navarre assures him, "Yeah, no, he made it out. He's okay."
Yeah, I think Sildar steps forward and kind of puts his arm around the boy and kind of calms him down.
Oh, Sildar, there was a terrible, terrible monster that came at us last night. Oh, barely survived. I'm so thankful that Ronwell made it out. And the others, have they made it out? Am I the last?
Ooh. You're the second.
We're trying to figure that out. Navarre's eyes kind of get really shifty.
I'm going to be real honest with you. We're at 2 of 6 right now, so. Nope, no big deal. We just got here, actually. We just got here. So this is actually pretty good.
Well, it looks like you pulled together a fine lot of adventurers here.
Yeah.
What's your name, little fella?
Davor.
Davor. Okay, got it. Wright looks at him and goes, "Huh, that's kind of funny, because you were where a cadaver would sleep."
He laughs nervously as he gets out of the coffin, and he's just standing there in his little work uniform, scratching the back of his head. "Oh, that's a funny one. Huh. You sure you got a bit of gnome in you?"
Never mind. joke never
no
left
comment,
my mouth.
No comment.
He turns beet red as he realizes what he might have insinuated.
All right, we'll get to that later. Do you want to describe what you saw?
Well,
was it a dragon, like a dragon-like creature?
Oh, is that what Ronwell said? To be sure, it's possible. I didn't really get a good look at it as I was running for my life, truth to be told.
When's the last time you saw your other brothers, Davor?
T'was last night. We found ourselves meandering through these cellars here, and we found a secret door, and it led us to a strange cavern. And within the cavern, there was this creature what came out of the depths. And, you know, now that I think about it, dragon seems right.
Okay, Navarre's eyes have been wide from the moment he said secret door. And she's like, whoa, hold on. Secret door? Where?
Yeah, Riot agrees. Take us there.
Sure.
Please.
Rose was going to point to the two other doors she sees in this room. Of like, what is that way?
Yeah, but Rose, those doors aren't secret. I want to see the secret door.
But they might have secrets behind them.
But you can see them. They're not secret.
Why don't we let Davor lead us to the door? We probably have to go through some non-secret doors to get there.
That's correct. To be perfectly honest, I'm a bit frightened, and I'd rather one of you strong ladies perhaps take the lead. I can show you the way, to be sure, but I'm frightened to death.
Don't worry, Dammer. I got your back. And she like holds up her crossbow.
That brings a good deal of comfort. If you found me and you got Ronwell, I'm sure we'll find our way out of here.
And we'll find the others. But first, point us in the direction we gotta go.
So you look to the northwest there. There's a door. Mm-hmm. Leads to a corridor. And at the end of the corridor, to your left, you'll find a secret door. If you get right up close to it.
Let's go check it out.
Quick question,
Davar Bannock.
Were these skeletons here when you got here?
Yes, scared the pants off of me.
Wait, hold on, where are they now?
What?
He's wearing his pants, yeah. He put them back on.
No, not the pants.
Riot's eyebrows go up.
Mm-hmm. You're all pranksters. Oh, when we get back home, we'll cook you up a feast and tell stories about the greatest pranks the Bannock brothers have ever pulled.
As we're about to go through this door, Rose would like to get a sense of insight mm-hmm. on Davar, just because he so casually mentioned pranks, that she's like thinking, could this be one giant prank?
Okay, roll me an insight check.
Oh, that's a very bad insight check. That's a 7.
Davar smiles at you, and his smile looks super earnest.
Okay. I believe him.
All right. Let's go find that secret door.
Riot points to the other door, to the east. Just because they know they want to go to the northwest, so why don't they just pop into this one real fast in case it's one of those cool treasure rooms. She says this all with just her hand gesture, by the way.
Okay. So Navarre sees Raya's hand gesture, rolls her eyes and huffs, and then sort of like playfully stomps in Raya's direction toward the eastern door.
I mean, we don't have to right now, guys. It's okay. It's just, you know, there's a spell scroll you could use.
No, I just open the door.
All right, so Riot, you're gonna stand in front and open the door again?
Yep. Yeah. All right. Boy, you said that in a real weird way. Yeah.
You're gonna just do that, huh?
Oh. Yep.
All right.
All right.
Your funeral.
As Riot opens it, she flicks Chet the piece of bread into the doorway.
Poor Chet. This keeps getting smaller and smaller.
Yeah, Chet lands at your feet. Nothing happens.
Great.
All right. And then you swing the door open.
Who knew this was such an effective method to check for traps?
And as you're standing at the open doorway, are you going to walk in or?
I'm going to use my dark vision to perceive what's in the room. What horrors may lie there? Or treasures.
All right. So when you open the door, the first thing that hits you is another, like this strong scent of wood shavings. And there's like another really musky odor that fills the room. You seem to think that you see the room is partitioned off. So to the north and south of this long room, there are metal bars. Behind the metal bars are creatures. And the pens seem to be closed with hinge doors, which are secured shut with chains and padlocks. And then on the far wall right in front of you, it seems like there's a heap of writing gear there. If you want to roll a check to determine what the creatures are, you can do that.
Yeah, okay. Gah, natural 20 again. This is the best.
Awesome. All right. The creatures are giant weasels.
I'm sorry, weasels or measles?
Weasels?
giant weasels. They are medium-sized creatures, yep. And there's one in each of the cells.
Like, is that common to have giant weasels? Do I need to roll for that?
Yeah, well, it depends on what you know, right? Like, do you want to know, like, what the creatures are, and what, or do you want to know, like, how they're used by other creatures? Is that more what you're looking for?
Yeah, I want to know their purpose, and I rolled a 19.
You know that there are some creatures that use giant weasels for riding, like horses.
Hence the riding gear.
Yeah.
Oh, they ride them like horses, not horses ride them. Got it.
You know, it would be like a smaller creature. It wouldn't be like a human-sized creature.
Like a gnome. Okay.
Oh. Navarre's just putting all the pieces together in her brain and reacting out loud.
Riot's relayed this, or they've all kind of peeked their heads in, and they make a note, we're going to have to let these guys go when we're done so they don't die here.
Seems good.
Or... Well, no, I guess I'm too big. She gets really disappointed that she can't ride the weasel.
Riot puts up a finger. But you could put a foot on both weasels.
Weasel skiing? Okay, we'll continue to...
Yeah, yeah, we'll go to the other door. Yeah, we'll go to the other door now.
And then, yeah, and Navarre starts to head in that direction, like, with her shoulders, like, up high, like, really proud. Like, yeah, I know. See? This way.
Are you taking the lead, then, up this corridor?
No, she's just going to the door and then, like, standing there and then holding out her arm to, like, lead the way for Riot to go in front of her.
No, you wanted to go. Go ahead.
No, I let you open that other door. And we saw the treasures that lied therein. Now, please, do me the honors of leading me to the secret door.
Riot flips Chet at the door. All while maintaining eye contact at Navarre. Or with Navarre.
All right, so Chet hits the door. He's getting really small at this point. You might need to bake another piece of bread next time you go on an adventure.
I don't know about y'all, but in my mind, he has like a tiny, like moldy face. Like, as in, like, certain parts of the mold are darker to barely form like a sad looking like face, kind of similar to like a Wilson face or something.
So as Chet hits the door, nothing happens.
Cool. We open the door.
Okay. Navarre nods eagerly.
All right. Who's opening the door?
Riot and Sildar both have their hands. I'm just using them. I won't play for you. Sildar, you want to help me with this door? It seems pretty heavy.
Ugh. I mean, I got you guys together for a reason, but I suppose I could help.
No, you're right. You're right. I slipped on Chet. She picks up Chet and opens the door.
Can you roll me a strike?
Yeah.
Roll me
Chet
a strength.
Has to roll a strength roll too.
Yes, Chet does too.
Oh god, it's that's 7.
Can Chet roll to assist? All right.
Oh my goodness. So as you swing the door open, the you just notice as it's opening that there was a wire on the door.
Right.
And
Chet.
This is like a slow-mo thing that's happening as you're opening the door. There's a wire that leads up to the ceiling, and on the ceiling there's a pulley, and the wire drops down to a clay jar. And do you read Draconic?
I do.
So what you see on the jar, it says treasure.
Oh, no, wait. No, I don't. I'm sorry. I was wrong. Okay. I'm sorry. Does anyone else read Draconic, though?
Nope.
I don't believe so. We have no idea what that says.
As you see, yeah, you have no clue what the words are on it. It looks weird, but it just, the jar comes up, smashes on the ceiling, and a whole swarm of centipedes comes swarming out. So I am going to need you to roll for initiative.
Oh, is it all of us?
It's just right. We're just gonna shut the door. But like you can take care of that.
Close the door slowly behind Riot.
Technically,
Riot rolled a 19.
All right.
Ha! 21.
Booyah.
14 for Navarre.
9 for Sildar.
Oh, I forgot Sildar's with
us. Hey guys, I'm here. What's up?
Wait, can Sildar actually fight? This is going to be great.
Sildar's a big manly man.
Is he?
Yeah, he is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's strapping. He's a little older, you know, but yeah. He's retired.
Silver Fox. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Silver Fox.
I'm glad I didn't know that. I might have been more flustered.
So it's, let me get this straight. It's Riot, Rose, Navarre, Sildar. Was that the
I got Rose? 21. Rose got 21.
Rose Riot.
Rose Riot. Okay. Rose Riot, Navarre, Sildar. All right.
Rose Riot is the name of my cover band of Guns N' Roses.
Nice.
I was just looking at my chart. I have darts, but I don't know if I have anything to throw the darts with.
No, you throw the darts with your hand.
Yeah, you just throw the darts with your hand.
Can't you just throw them?
Yeah.
Good luck throwing them at a single centipede.
Right?
You just run up to each individual one and just poke it over and over.
Yeah, just stab them. It's like a tiny centipede sword.
The perfect weapon, actually.
Rose, you see Riot open the door. You hear a vase shattering. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, Riot is just covered in centipedes.
I would like to move up to her and with my swift little hands try to bat away as many centipedes as I can.
Do you want to just like try smashing them, I guess, with your hands? Okay.
Well, not smashing them, but like, you know, when you've got a bee on somebody and you just want to flick it off?
Swat it.
So I'm trying to swat as many off of her as
okay.
I can.
For a brief second, I thought you were going to say you push her in, shut the door, just because you joked yes. about it.
Well, that seems very uncharacteristic of Rose.
It is. That's why I would have been shocked if it did happen.
I rush in to help. How would you like me to... I guess I'm just rolling for that?
Yeah, just roll for an attack. And okay. Because they are centipedes, I mean, like, you're probably going to... Like, if you hit them, they're probably going to get yeah. squished.
Okay, so that was an 18 against centipede.
You hit.
You want to roll? How many do you want to say?
Well, they're a cluster, and they have, like... They're grouped together, so if you just want to tell me what the damage is.
Okay. Yes, I can do that. So that damage would be 7, and I'm going to use my monk unarmed attack bonus action and do that again.
Okay.
So I have... And that is a crit.
Cool.
So... All right.
So we have to go... Bow, bow, bow.
We need to work on our trumpets.
So you, on a crit, you...
It's max damage, correct?
I think with the 5th edition, it's actually you roll twice.
Okay. That would be 6.
All right, so it's 7 plus...
So I don't believe I get... For this second bonus action, I don't get to add a bonus to damage.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Okay, so you got 13 damage there. All right, so yeah. You clear out a whole bunch of centipedes off of Riot, but they're still sort of like...
We can see Riot's face now.
Yeah.
Rose!
Quick, Essie, send your raven in.
Navarre.
Oh, don't worry.
Oh, Navarre, yes.
All right, so you've cleared off some of these centipedes, and Riot, it is your turn.
Riot takes a step away from Rose, flaps her wings so she can go up in the air and make herself horizontal to, and then slam back down on the ground, hoping okay. to squish a bunch of these bugs.
Okay, let's
body
do...
Body slamming them?
Yeah, exactly.
Do you hurt yourself?
I know, like...
I mean, I don't care at this point, right? They're going for my bits. I've also got armor on, so...
Yeah, so if you want to do, like, a... Like, just a straight-up, like, strength attack and try to okay. smoosh some?
Mm-hmm. All right. 14.
14 hits them. Now we have to figure out what, Rose, what's your unarmed combat dice? Is it a D4?
Yeah, it's a D4.
Okay. Do you want to roll a D4?
Got a three.
Three? All right. You squish a handful more, but you've still got a part of the swarm on you. And then it is Navarre's turn.
So Navarre turns her head to her little buddy on her shoulder and says, "Hey, Quoth, are you hungry?" And now I get to use my raven for the first time.
So do you want to just do, like, get him to fly in and do a beak attack?
Yeah. Yeah, he's going to chomp all those bad boys up.
All right. Can you just roll his attack then? It's just a d20.
Yeah, plus four to hit. Oh, burr, burr, burr. He's going to eat the best out of these guys.
All right.
So natural 20. So that's 24 to hit. Yeah.
Yeah, so that means he does one piercing damage, and that that gets doubled because it's a crit.
So does that mean he eats up two of them?
Yes. he eats up two centipedes.
Yes!
Riot looks at Navarre and goes, "Oh, so helpful. Do you have like 30 more of those?"
Navarre is just totally proud. She's like, "Oh, good boy. Such a hungry boy."
All right. And Sildar, it is your turn.
So, question about where my friend is, Devar, the brother. Because he's just behind us, right? Like, he's just tagging along.
Oh, yeah.
I imagined him, like, sort of like, like quivering behind whoever's the last person in line, which I think
is Sildar. I think that is me, and that's kind of the intention. Yeah. Cool. So I'm gonna take a chance and leave him in the room for a quick second. I think Sildar is just gonna go move into that same stretch of the room and attack with his longsword.
Jesus.
Okay.
Just like, you know, just like a kind of flurry of strikes.
Rose would like to duck out of the way of this longsword in this very skinny hallway.
He's a very skilled fighter.
Riot sees the sword and screams, "The flat of the blade!"
Oh, that's a good point, actually. I don't think I want to do slashing damage. I think I want to do, like, squashing damage.
Squashing damage? All right.
Like a fly swatter.
Yeah. Roll your attack.
See, I just imagine him going in there and, like, very skillfully slicing and dicing and, like, little tiny swipes of all the little centipedes.
What's your proficiency in kitchen tools?
Oh, man. Totally. Yeah, this is not a very well built out character sheet for such things, but so that's an 11 on my attack.
So you're trying to be, Sildar is trying to be very gentle because he doesn't want to, you know, take off a horn or a wing part and actually misses the centipedes.
Of course.
Aww.
Of course. Oh, so here's a question. He has multi-attack, which I'm not actually familiar with because I think this is more like a monster thing, but can he just attack again now?
Yes.
Cool. Can I just roll again?
Yeah.
Cool. Lovely. Oh, that's a critical miss.
Oh dear.
Oh no.
Guys, this is where you learn that I'm very bad at D&D. I was trying to keep it a secret.
Okay, hold on. To be fair, it's your first combat, and if we all recall, all of our first combat was pretty
what
bad.
What is up with that? I'm just shaking off the dust of the dice here.
Yeah, totally. It's fine.
Are you adding your bonus?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's
It's a critical.
Okay.
Fail,
it's a critical. So. It's yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Oh.
And to be fair, Sildar, you know, he's getting up in age, he's retired, you know, he hasn't actually seen combat in a while.
Yeah, he wants to be behind a big wooden desk and just kicking his heels up, yeah.
Does this critical hit means he finds, like, the place in between my armor where it's sewn together and stabs me in the heart? Like,
yeah, exactly. Exactly. You're still, like, talking to him as he does it. Like, that's how that is. Yeah.
He's like, oops, as it's sliding piercing your skin.
Oh, gosh. All right, so now the centipedes are going, what's left of them anyway. They're going to attack Riot because that's who they're on. And they miss. They try to, like, stab into you, and, you know, they're gross and squishy, but they're not able to find any purchase on your armor is where they're all clustered. So it is your turn again. Rose.
Oh, okay. You're still like half covered though, it seems like.
It seems like, you know, you guys have probably taken, there's probably like a quarter of them left of the swarm.
Oh, quick question. Sorry.
Yes.
Can I burn them?
Yes. Burn them.
Yeah, I think Riot is fire resistant.
Okay.
Burn it.
Riot slash Jen, you were about to ask something.
Oh, I was just going to, I didn't know if, since we considered sentinel ravens were different than familiars, but doesn't the raven get its own turn and would roll its own initiative? So the Navarre still.
You know, I was actually looking for that.
Oh, did we skip Navarre?
Yeah, I wasn't sure if using him was my turn or.
No. Yeah, you get a turn as well. Individually get a turn, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Haha, okay, retcon. After she praised Quoth for eating
well,
all the snacks.
Well, or after Sildar tried to kill me, yeah.
Okay, yeah, sure. I was like, oh.
It's just a light spanking, okay?
And another romance begins.
So it's that kind of dungeon. This seems a little excessive, but I guess.
Riot screams, do it! Magic me!
I'll use my warlock cantrip, Chill Touch. And I make a ranged spell attack. Against a creature within range. Make a ranged spell attack against the creature to assail it with the Chill of the Grave. Mm-hmm. When I hit, the target takes 1d8 necrotic damage and it can't regain hit points until the start of your next turn. And until then, the hand clings to the target. So I'm just going to hang on to all these centipedes until they die.
All right.
Plus 5. Okay, so I rolled a 16. So that's a 21.
All right. Do your damage.
Cool. 1d8. That's 6 points of damage. Okay, so here's a question. A creature within range. Is it just one centipede?
No, it's attacking as a whole. It's just
yeah, as an entire swarm, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So these creepy, like, icy, chilly hands come out from Navarre's staff, and they scoop up all the centipedes, and all the centipedes start to get really, you know, chilly and start to... like sort of get stiffened by the chill of the grave, and she does 6 damage.
And they immediately shatter apart, and Riot is free of this centipede swarm.
Yay!
Yay!
There's centipede ice everywhere. Gross.
Gross.
The raven just goes down. Quoth just goes down and starts nibbling.
Yeah, his
away.
Skin little like popsicle snacks.
Popsicles.
Right, just puts a hand up in the air, like from the ground, like waiting for someone to help her up.
is she grossed out? Like, do we see a side of her that's like, ew, like doesn't like creepy crawlies?
Nah, she lives in the forest. She's just like.
She face planted in order to get rid of them. Yeah.
just wait for any kinds. Not you, Sildar.
I was gonna say yeah, Sildar's definitely.
When your hand is up in the air, Quoth flies and lands on it.
Yeah.
No, Sildar is like sweeping you up. Like it's like his best trait is like sweeping people up.
Ooh. Like cover of a romance novel sweeping up.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. He holds you up in the air a little bit too long, and you're like, eh.
Rose is over in the corner, giggling and clapping her hands quietly.
Is there anything in this room of import now that we've beaten the interstitial fluid? Because the centipedes have an open vein system. Sorry.
Facts.
The more you know.
Science.
they're open chambered hearts. Is there any good stuff in here?
Besides the centipede corpses, there's not. But you do notice. So you're in a long narrow hallway, and to the northeast is a doorway, and there's a sign that reads "Employees Only." Oh, and amongst the centipede corpses, of course, you find a card that says Snails, Traps, and Tunnels.
Shakes her fist in the air.
Well, Riot's gonna go and open that door because she feels like she earned whatever terror's in here too.
Do you want to check for anything
first? Oh! She pulls out Chet, the petrified piece of food, and flicks it at the door.
Yeah, flicks what's left of it.
Yeah, I know. Nothing happens to Chet or the door.
Great. Door open.
The door does not open. It is locked.
Employees only.
Dever down at the end of the hall kind of peers in, and he says, "Well, thanks for clearing all them creepy crawlers out. Over there, across from the door you're trying to open there, employees only, I see. There's a secret door, and you just across the hall there. You see a whole bunch of like muddy footprints, kind of." Tracking back and forth between the two doors, but you don't actually
How did we miss
see
those?
A door.
Because we didn't look. the not-so-secret door. Also, Navarre looks to Davern and gives a grin and like, yeah, thanks for telling us about the secret door.
Well, that's the way I comes in here. I don't know if me brothers made it through here. I guess not. Unless you saw them earlier, of course.
So, what's behind the secret door?
Well, we only got so far. From what I remember, it looked like a storage area. And then it opened up into a cavern of sorts. And I'm fairly certain that's where the dragon lives.
Navarre's eyes just got really wide with excitement.
Rose is again tapping her fingers together excitedly.
What are we waiting for?
Chet, would you like to do the honors?
Yes, ma'am!
He's flung unceremoniously towards the secret door.
Nothing happens.
Yeah. Riot shakes her head. Yeah, we know. We're good. No.
It's just tradition at this point.
It's like slamming some champagne on a ship. You just gotta hit every door with a moldy piece of bread.
Well, you ladies sure have an adventuring ways about you. When we get back to Vendolin, I'll bake you a new loaf myself.
Oh, really?
Can name them whatever you want.
Could you bake us two so we could eat one?
Certainly. I'll bake you five for saving all my brothers.
Woohoo!
Aren't you the sweetest?
Riot turns to Davern and says, "So if we can't find one of them, just four? If one of them's dead, say?"
You remember that look?
Riot!
You remember that look that Bud gave you when you said, "Don't get murdered"? There's a common thread in the expression on his face right now.
Riot isn't great with people. So.
But then it passes after a second and he just starts laughing. you're a funny one, aren't you?
Probably. I don't know. You tell me.
Navarre's like, she sure is. Let's go. And she kind of like pushes Riot toward the door.
We open the door.
All right. What's your order here?
Navarre will go in after Riot and Rose then.
All right. And Sildar and Davern will take the rear then.
Yep.
So you enter into this area, and although this part seems to be part of a larger cavern, this storeroom area that Dever was talking about it's been finished with flagstone floors and stone brick walls. There are barrels and crates that line the walls, and there's some meat curing on hooks that are hanging from the ceiling. So as Dever said, it seems like, you know, whatever is here is storing its food items in this area.
What kind of meat?
If you would like to do a nature check?
Sure.
Probably centipede.
That would be 12.
Okay. So you are able to identify the cured meat as it looks like hare and squirrel.
Okay. I'll take one of the hares.
Okay. Now, as you're pulling down this hair, all of you sort of notice from one of the crates, there's a gnome peeking out. And he's like, "Davr, is that you?" And Davr gets really excited and goes over. "Ah, yes. So glad that you're here. Where are the others?" "Well, I don't know."
You can see Rose counting 1, 2, 3 on her fingers.
what's your name, young? Are you we got Davr? Are you a Plaver or Cadaver? What's your name?
Name's Bilnan.
Didn't see that one coming.
Nobody laughs in character because we're not jerks and we live in this world.
So good to meet you. I'm Riot. This is Rose. Navar,
hi.
Quoth, Sildar, and I guess you know your brother.
Yeah, he
as they are embraced.
Yeah, he kind of jokes around and he's like, "Oh, this fella, he's my brother, is he?"
Adorable.
So, have you seen the dragon that we've been told is in this pit area?
His face goes a little white. "What? It was a dragon, Davr? You never told me."
Well, that was just the rumor, you know, notes passed around in geometry class.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see. Like round robin stories, the like.
Yes.
Well, it come from down there, and he points down to the south of you. To be honest, he'd rather not traipse back down there, but I reckon if Davr's the only brother here, the others are likely to have split up, gone some other routes.
So, yeah, to the south, the opening into the cavern. So, yeah, Navar puts her hand up to her shoulder and has Quoth step onto it, and she looks at him and goes, "Hey, buddy, you want to go take a look at what's up there for us?" And she kind of, like, you know, sends her arm out to give him kind of a boost on his way. And now I get to learn how to fly my raven for the first time.
All right.
I'm sure he has instincts.
How do I drive this thing? And he runs into a wall. So I'm going to send him out 100 feet ahead of us into the cavern.
So what Quoth also sees is there's something in the crevasse there. What does he want to do?
I'm going to assume that when he flies over that crevasse, he kind of sees that there's something there. So he's going to circle back and take a closer look. And should I roll for that?
What's his intelligence?
His intelligence is 2.
Okay. So one of the things that he notices is it seems like there's a very large lizard-like creature in the crevasse. And as he's doing his swoop through, he also notices that there's this large crevasse, but there's also like a low guardrail along the sides, sort of a guardrail that you would see like in a zoo or something, right? And there's also a single work boot that's lodged beneath one of the guardrails.
By the way, these are all in-character reactions. ooh.
What? Okay.
Come on back, Quoth. And Quoth flies back, lands on my shoulder. I come out of my crazy trance and relay the information. So Navar tells everyone that there's a crevasse and there's, what is that, 2 like foot bridges on either side? Is that correct?
Yeah, so the area is it's split in 2 by this wide chasm, and there is a stone column on each side that supports a 20-foot ceiling. And then there's that low guardrail installed around the edges of the crevasse with 2 wooden bridges spanning across it from east to west. Yeah.
Okay. So this is weird. It almost looks like someone had, or has, a pet dragon?
I've always wanted a pet dragon.
Yeah, heads up. There's a lizard-like creature ahead, so, you know, like basically dragon.
So the rumors are true.
And then she leans in really close between Navarre and Rose, and she kind of whispers, and she's like, and there's a boot stuck in the guardrail, which I don't think is a good sign.
Oh no.
The little gnomes pop up behind you, and they're like, what are you whispering about?
Right turns to them, and yeah, she gets, and speaks in gnomish.
We're still talking about what kind of bread you're going to make.
Oh, I can make any kind. Rye, wheat, multigrain. What else have we got?
Gluten-free.
What's that now? Gluten what?
It's a human thing.
I actually don't need it. I was just curious.
Hey everyone, it's Kat. We've got one more episode in this adventure before the dames have a little downtime. I hope you're enjoying the story so far. In case you can't tell, we're having a lot of fun. I also want to say we really appreciate everyone who's reviewed, followed, and subscribed to the podcast. We want to give a special shout out in particular to Bitch Team Alpha. Some of the dames recently met Jessica, who's one of the hosts at that network, and she included us in her recap episode of Feminerd called Jessica Goes to PodCon. You can also follow her on Twitter at WriteJessR. Word of mouth from our followers has been immensely helpful. If you like what you've heard so far, we'd love it if you could leave a review wherever you can find us. That's iTunes, Google, and Stitcher. Thanks so much for listening. That's it for now. Until next time, misadventure awaits. D20 Dames is a production of Misadventure Awaits. Music by Middle Essence. Support us on Patreon at patreon.com/d20dames.